Hi, my name is Ezra Mullen, and I'm going to be doing an interview with Murren.
So, hi, I'm Murren O'Sullivan. I'm doing a lot of research on Minecraft and gifted education. So, a lot of the some of the reason why I use Minecraft in particular is because there's so many different applications. There are opportunities for differentiation, there's opportunities for lateral thinking and problem solving, but most of all I think Minecraft lends itself to gifted education because children have the opportunity to challenge themselves, have an influence over their own learning environments and build whatever they like. So I think that gives kids a little bit of agency over their own learning and it's really useful to them. And a lot of the ways that I like to use it is with regard to puzzle rooms. So with a puzzle room, essentially you have an hour, you have a bit of time to get out of the room and you have to solve some logic puzzles and use your noodle in lots of different and fun ways.
So what type of kids do you think this like targets? Do you think it targets more academic kids or more creative kids, or do you think it can help both?
Well, I think the great thing about Minecraft is that you can use it with any kid. Any kid who has an interest in learning, in creating, even a kid who isn't too confident about their own imagination, Minecraft offers a bit of scaffolding, so they have an opportunity to create whatever they like, but also within the framework of an established world. So you have constant opportunities for creating new ideas. With gifted education, and particularly with twice exceptional kids who are gifted but also have a learning difficulty, they have an opportunity to create something at their own pace, so they can challenge themselves where it's required, but they also have scaffolding where they can use the puzzle rooms in such a way as they can use, for example, in Microsoft Education Edition, the summarization tools. They can use the camera and the portfolio to sequence their work, to see what they've done and have sort of establish, I suppose, a way to measure their own success, which I think is really great.
All right, thank you.